भूतान नहंकार बुद्धि रब्रमेव च इंद्रियाणि दशैकं च पंचेन्द्रिय गोचरा इच्छा देश सुखम दुखम संघात चेतना धृति एतत् क्षेत्रं समासेन सबलीकारं उदाहृत। कृष्णा जिस तरह से क्षेत्र क्षेत्र ज्ञान एंड ज्ञान तो क्षेत्र इदम शरीर क्षेत्र विधि बॉडी क्षेत्र क्षेत्र में फील्ड ऑफ एक्टिविटीज जैसे कि टेंट कल्टीवेटर ही हैज गॉट अ सर्टेन पोर्शन ऑफ लैंड and according to the land, he is seeding, going the seeds of grains. And as he is working, he is getting the profit, like agricultural profit. Similarly, this body is a field, and we are sowing the seed. Karma, saying the seed and getting the result. Karmana daiva netrena. Why you have got different types of bodies? Why you have got everyone the same type of body? Somebody is fat, somebody is very thin, somebody white, somebody black. Somebody very beautiful, somebody very ugly. There are so many varieties of body. Why? Sanghata. This is combination, color combination. There are three gunas. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sam. As you are associating with the guna, you are getting different types of body. That is, Krishna is explaining here that Mahabhutani Ahankara. The Ahankara is very important thing. False Ahankara and real Ahankara. Ahankara means law of identity. I am Indian. This is Ahankara. I am American. This is Ahankara. I am rich man. This is our song. I am poor man. There are so many ahankar, law by the trees. So, this ahankar is the basis of getting a type of body. And this is the subtle basis, ahankar. Mono buddhi ahankar. There are eight material elements. Bhumi, rapa, anana, vayu, anumana, buddhi, vidya. That is stated in the seventh chapter. This earth, water, fire, air, sky, mind, intelligence, and ahankar. This is creating mind, different types of body. Krishna therefore says, Mahabhuta Nahankara Buddhi Abhaktamev. Abhaktamev is a total material substance. It's like when you construct a house, there are heaps of materials. From stone, some cement, some wood, some iron. And you combine together, stage of Varinis Vinimayam, this whole world, is exchange of three things. Tejo, fire, body, means water, and mrit, means air. So what is this Bombay city? The Bombay city is a heap of Tejo Varinis Vinimayam. There is when it's body in here, he does help me these three things, daily body, vinyana, exchange. If there was no stock of daily body, vinyana, he could not be such a nice city. But we supply the ingredients. Then you create earth? No. Can you create water? No. You cannot. You are simply working. You are simply working hard, mixing them. That's all. Pedro Barney's brain. You cannot create. That's not possible. The creator is God. The creator is God. That is stated in the second chapter. The Prakriti me of Sudha, me. Krishna says it is mine. So, this is called illusion. We are using Krishna's property, but we are claiming power. That is called illusion. Therefore, Shastra says, Vedas, Ishava Samidam Sattva. Everything belongs to God. You cannot create this big mass of water, sea, or ocean. That is not possible. Who has created? Somebody has created. That is stated in the Shastra. Then perspiration. This water is perspiration of Mahavishnu. We can understand, because we are minute particles of Mahavishnu. Mamaivamsa jiva bhuta. So sometimes we perspire and create some water. Dehapanaus water. But if somebody has unlimited power to perspire and create water, very difficult to understand. There is no difficulty. If you take it for acceptance that this half mark of water has come from the perspiration of the Supreme Personality of God. So, there is nothing to deny this fact. Achinta Shakti. Achinta Shakti is inconceivable power. We have got inconceivable power because we are minute particles of God. So we have also minute inconceivable power. We do not know how the hairs are growing, but the energy is there within me. Similarly, so many things come out from the inconceivable power of Krishna. Therefore, Krishna claims, Bhumi Rabanala Vayu Khamana Buddhiyuta. Prakriti me astadha, bhinna prakriti me astadha. They are my separated energy. Whole earth is creation of these five elements, gross elements. So, it is Krishna's property. How we can claim this is our property? That's the illusion. We are claiming this portion is American, this portion is Indian, this portion is Pakistani. But we do not know that no portion belongs to us. Everything belongs to Krishna. For practical purpose, if we accept that the whole world belongs to Krishna, God, and we are sons of God, we have got right to use the property of power, so you can use. But the difficulty is that we are claiming that this portion is mine. This portion is mine. But if you don't claim like that, everything belongs to God. That is practical communion. If we accept the whole world as the property of God, make God center coming. The Russians are making the state center communism. Riku made God center. That is Isha-upanishad. Isha-vasanidam sattvam. Everything belongs to God. And everyone has, that is stated in the Shastra, that everything belongs to God, everything is property of God, and we can utilize it. We can use that, javadattha prena, as much as we require, we can take. Just like the birds and fish, they are living on nature's condition. The bird will go to a tree and eat some fruit, but not more than he requires. Neither he will take the fruit at his home to stop for next year for making bread. No. We have created all this nonsense situation by claiming God's property as ours. This is the mistake. But the rascal leader, they do not know what mistake they have committed in the beginning. Tīrāya vāsa ucchati. Everything belongs to God. Therefore, anything should be employed in the service of God. This is our Krishna consciousness philosophy. We do not think anything which is, it has no connection with Krishna. We take everything. That's why we are using this microphone. We do not think it is material because it is being used for Krishna's purpose. That's what is spiritual. That is the difference between material and spiritual. When you accept it as your own or for your own sense gratification, that is material. And if you accept everything as Krishna, and you simply take Krishna's prasadam, then it is spiritual. We are not Mahavadi philosophers that we say Brahma Sattva Jagan Mithya. No. Why Jagan Sattva Mithya? Krishna is true, God is true, the Jagat is also true, because it is the energy of Krishna. Krishna says, Unilabhanalama. Therefore, our Goswami is prescribed, prapanchika-buddhaya, hari-sambandhi-bhastuna, mumukshuri-paritya-no, pangu-vai-rāsa-tattva. Prapanchika-buddhaya. What is the sound? Prapanchika buddhya, by accepting something as material, Hari sambandhi vastuna, but it has connection with Hari. So if we give it up, then it is Pulgu Vairat. Just like this for man. We are fighting because we are thinking that Krishna has come here. Krishna is seated here. He cannot be better. We are not thinking that it is a material thing. This is an example. That's why Arjuna thought, because he thought that this war, this Kurukshetra battle, is for the satisfaction of Krishna. Parishri Vatanamtha. In the beginning, Arjuna denied to fight. He thought, why should I fight with my kinsman? Let them endure. But when he understood that it is Krishna's desire, Nimitta Matra Bhava Sampasate, it is already clear, Krishna says, my dear Arjuna, you are thinking that you save your relative, but you are wrong. It is already planned. Those who have come here, they must be king. That is already my plan. He simply become an instrument, Nimuttamātra-bhava-sattva-kā. So when Arjuna understood that it is the Krishna's plan, then I am servant of Krishna. I must satisfy Krishna. Arjuna therefore asked, Krishna therefore asked Arjuna. So, now after hearing my instruction in the Bhagavad Gita, what you are going to do? Krishna said, Arjuna replied, Nashto moho sutilabdha. My Lord Krishna, my illusion is now over. Sutilabdha. I have got my remembrance. Everything belongs to you. For your satisfaction, everything must be done. Parishri Vatanam. That's my reply. This is the so long you think it is for your satisfaction, there is material. And as soon as you think, as soon as you understand that everything belongs to Krishna and everything should be used for the service of Krishna, that is spiritual. That is the distinction between material and spiritual. There is nothing like that material, spiritually something wonderful. But everything, Ishavasamidam Sarvam, if everything belongs to Krishna, why is material? There is nothing material. Everything spiritual. That means we do not know how to use it. Therefore it is material. When you forget Krishna, when you forget the proprietorship of Krishna upon everything, that is material. Hari sambandhi, Krishna sambandhi, nibbandhi Krishna sambandhi, jittu vedāna mucchati. This is the intention of the Goswami. That we have to accept everything as Krishna. That is the fact. And we are using everything without utilizing for Krishna's purpose. Therefore it is material. And in the Bhagavad Gita it is saying, spena eva sa ucchati. He is free. Jagyasya-karma-natro lupayam-karma-mandhara. As one man is criminal because he does not satisfy this thing. What is the position of a criminal? First, because he disobeys the laws of the state, he is criminal. That is the distinction between a good citizen and a criminal citizen. One who does not obey the laws of the state, he is criminal. Say, everyone who does not obey the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is criminal. Stay now in your country. This is the practice of the Shastra. Forgetfulness of Krishna, God, is materialism. And not to use things for Krishna's satisfaction, is the people do not understand this. Krishna therefore explained that this body, Mahabhutani Ahankara, Buddhi Rabbaktam Ivacha, Indriyani Vasaita. Indriyani, these 10 senses, 5 senses for acquiring knowledge, and 5 senses for acting. Then, and the mind, 10 and one live. Indriyani dasaitam sa pancha sendriya kusha. Indriya kusha, object of sense gratification. Tanmatra. That's like root of bandha sabda sparsha. Beauty. Root of taste. Root of bandha smell, sabda sound, sparsha touch. These are the objects of enjoyment. Our eyes are there. We are hankering after seeing very beautiful things. Root God. The tongue is there. We are always trying to taste very nice eatables. Gandha, nose is there. We want to smell very clever flowers and other things. In this way, we have got India, senses, and this body made of gross elements. And the ahankar and buddhi, buddhi, mana buddhi ahankar, these are the subtle body. In this way, this kshetra, this body is combination of all these things. Combination of all these things. Now it is very mahan bhutani ahankara बुद्धि अब इंद्रियाणी दशरीकं पंच इंद्रिय गोचरा इच्छा देश इच्छा देश एक्शन ऑफ द माइंड विलिंग फीलिंग इच्छा देश sometimes we like something sometimes we do not like this is called इच्छा देश इच्छा देश समुद्धीन सर्गे जानती परंत we take birth within this material world according to इच्छा and देश these two things are there something we like something we do not like इच्छा देश सुखम दुखम चेतना धृति एक चेतन समासेन स्वविचार उदारित दिस इज दिस इज द कॉम्बिनेशन ऑफ ऑल दिस थिंग दैट हैज मेड दिस बॉस सो द कंपोजिशन इज वेरी सटल वेरी गुड केमिस्ट दे कैन अंडरस्टैंड हाउ आई कॉम्बाइनिंग डिफरेंट एलिमेंट्स दे कैन प्रोड्यूस समथिंग सो दिस केमिकल प्रोडक्ट्स of this body is described by Krishna very nicely. Gross chemicals and subtle chemicals. But I am different from this. That is knowledge. I am different from this combination. But that you do not know. That is ignorance. I am thinking that I am this combination. And I am thinking well from this combination has come into being, that is my place. That is described in this shastra. Dushkatu buddhi punapeti dhatuke. Sadhit tarastra dhishu bhoma ijyati. Bhoma ijyati. The chemical comes from the earth. So everything in my body, they have come from these material elements. And I'm identifying this place is mine. Because my body is born out of this element. That is going on as nationality. Bhoma Ijyati. Bhoma Ijyati. They will not prefer worshipping Krishna. They will prefer worshipping that land from which this body has emanated. Bhoma Ijyati. So Shastra says, anyone who identifies this body as self, Dushyantu buddhi kunape siddhātu. This body is made of siddhātu, kapha pitta vāyu, according to Ayurveda system. Kapha, vinka, and vāyu, kapha pitta vāyu. Dushyantu buddhi kunape siddhātu ke sadhikkala prādhiṣu. And kinsmen, my own person, sadhikkala prādhiṣu, vāyu. And production from the wife, children, all dynasty, family, community, sadhik kalpradishu, jashnata buddhi kunapeti dhārti, sadhik kalpradishu bhomaijyadi. And that land, this is my birthplace, this is worshipable. Jatita buddhi shalina kalichi, and they go, in the places, holy places of pilgrimage, Tita Buddhi Shalile. Just like somebody goes to Haridwar, Vrindavan, they finish their Tita going, taking so much trouble. They say in Calcutta, there is Ganges. But people will go to Haridwar for taking bath in the Ganges there. Why it is prescribed? Not for the Ganges. The Ganges is there already in Calcutta. But if you go to a holy place, you will find saintly person. That is required. But if you simply go to the holy places and take bath in the water and finish your business, no. That is not recommended. Tirtha, going to Tirtha means to find out a learned saintly person and take knowledge from. That is the. Therefore, it is said, the Tirtha Buddhi Shalena Parhisi Janesu Abhikesu. Those who are expired in knowledge. We should associate. Satan Prasangasmo Vija Sangvita. Bhavanti Iskanda Nathara Vata. If we associate with saintly person and hear from them Bhagavad Gita, another Bhagavad Gita literature, then Ritkanna Rathayana Katha. It becomes appealing to the heart, and pleasing to the ear. Ritkanna Rathayana Katha, Tadjusana. And if you bring that into practical purpose, applying in your life, then Shuddha Bhakti, Madhati, Anupramishyati, then gradually he will become faithful to the Supreme. Shuddha Bhakti will develop. Your natural instincts of devotional service, Shuddha Bhakti Rati, attachment, Anupramishyati, on attachment. This is the question. Unfortunately, we are not taking advantage of this prerogative of human life. We are simply engaged like cats and dogs for utilizing our life, eating, sleeping, sex life and defense. Ahara vidya bhaya vaisamancha kyamanamita pusulingana. These demands of the body, eating, sleeping, sex life and defense, that is there in the animal life. Then what is the difference between the animal life and human life? Unless you become inquisitive to know Athātu Brahmajitta, then Vedānta Sutra says that this life is meant for inquiring about the actual truth. Tattva Jigyātha. Jīvasya Tattva Jigyātha. The Bhagavatam says Athātu Brahmajitta. So this Krishna consciousness movement is having the dormant inquiry of the human society to inquire what I am, what is God, what is my relationship with God, why I have come here in this material world, what is the reason, why I am suffering, I don't want to die, why death is forced upon me. These are the questions to be solved in human life, not the economic development. There is no question of economic development. Everyone is taken care by the mercy of God. Just like we are human beings, we are only 400,000 species born. But out of 8,400,000 species, the 8 million forms of life, God beings, they are taken care. There is no economic development program. They are eating very nicely. In Africa, there are millions of elephants. They are eating very nice. There is no question of scarcity of food. So why don't they think like that? Tasyaiva hi idam prajati tapomina. Nalabhate idam bhamadamukarjati. Therefore, human life is simply meant for inquiring about the absolute truth. Not for engaging oneself for the so-called economic development. That is already there by God's help. Actually, I am wondering all over the world. There is immense space in this planet, in Africa, in Australia. 10 times of the population can be accommodated. And they can produce their food. But the Vishavas we have forgotten that everything belongs to God. We are thinking it is my land. You cannot come. It is my land. You cannot come. This mismanagement of human society is the cause of all troubles, all problems. Therefore, human society must have Krishna consciousness to solve all the problems of life. Thank you.